passive investments have continued to gain ground on active funds in 2019. That's as the allure of comparable returns based in diversification and lower fees have attracted more investors. We're joined now in studio by the MD of CoreShares, Gareth Stobey, for more insight on that. Gareth, thanks so much for your time this evening. It's been, what, about 15 years since index investing and particularly exchange-traded funds came into the South African market, would you say?
Yeah, I think even a little bit longer than that. The first Satrix products were in the South African market in the early 2000s. And so, there's been a gradual build-up and acceptance of the concept, the product wrapper, and so forth. I think the big shift that's happened globally, certainly since the financial crisis, is that after the financial crisis, there was a bit of a trust deficit between those big firms offering financial products and how the saver on the street was sort of feeling about the deal that they were getting from the average asset manager. And so index funds have proven to be a safe place to have your money in light of, some of the misdeals, shall I call it that, of times gone by.
And yet active management still remains quite solid in the South African market.
Certainly in our market, it's the dominant way that people save and invest. Here too, though, in South Africa, we're seeing quite a bit of growth.
Yeah.
There's always been this narrative that South Africa being a smaller market, being an emerging market, that active fund pickers or active stock pickers have an edge over indices.
Yeah.
The reality is that if you look at the stats and work done by Spiva, Morningstar and others, that just simply doesn't play out in terms of the numbers. Our market looks exactly the same as other markets in terms of very few active managers, stock pickers, being able to outperform the market. And if they are able to outperform it consistently. It's a very difficult thing to do.
And why is that? I mean, some might argue that is because, once you add in the costs and the fees, obviously the return is not going to be as attractive from an active fund manager than it would be from passive investing. Isn't that a large part of the reason of the underperformance?
It's a very important part. So passive funds or index funds have got a structural head start relative to the active guys. If you're charging 20 basis points on a fund or a fifth of a percent versus another person who's charging 1.5%, then you've got, and that compounds through time. So that is a structural reason. The other aspect to it is that the world's a noisy place. I mean, I was watching your segments before I came on air. There's a lot of noise out there, and there are a lot of market participants panel beating shares every single day. And the upshot of all of that is that the price that you get is fair on the one hand, and also very difficult to call a share that is cheap or expensive.
Some argue, also some active managers argue that, with all the money that's pouring into indexes that treat good and bad companies the same, that might actually distort prices, hence their underperformance. Is that an excuse, or could it be also a structural issue?
It could be one day when passive funds are just this huge sort of segment of the market. But right now in South Africa, passive makes up less than 10% of all the monies managed in our market. So we weigh off that being an issue. Globally, that percentage is a bit higher, but even there, there's still a lot of active participants buying and selling shares on a daily basis, making sure that there is efficiencies in markets.
What sort of funds are most attractive or at least most popular in South Africa? What are we investing in?
Well, over the last couple of years, in light of the poor equity markets that we've seen locally, and please, I'm not timing markets or anything, but there's been a flurry towards the offshore global tracker funds. So in our market, they're world funds, American S&P 500 type strategies, global property type strategies. So with the domestic equity markets performing poorly, classic investor behavior, everyone sort of piles into the offshore market. So there's certainly a variety of choice now in our market. Certainly if you look at the ETF market specifically across different types of equity strategies, different types of asset classes, and both local and global opportunity sets. And I think that the overall asset pool of those different strategies is fairly even. I mean, there's money across all of them.
Mm. Yeah. And besides Satrix, I know a lot of people know Satrix has been well marketed, but what sort of strategies are there to show people that there's actually a wider variety out there of index funds that they could be investing in?
Yeah, so I think the passive industry as a whole has been working really hard to educate investors.
And together,
Been working together. So there are a number of brands operating in our market, Satrix being the oldest and one of the biggest. CoreShares as a brand has been around for a few years now as well, and we work really hard in the educational space, Signia, Absa, and others. So yes, education is a key element. I mean, I think the longer that I'm in the industry, the longer I realize just how important education is right across the whole spectrum, financial planning across the board, and understanding nuances behind investing in a low-cost index fund versus, you know, giving your money to one of the more fancy active managers is part of that learning, part of that journey. And once you distill all of that information, you realize that there's a lot of evidence. There's a real case to be made for index funds forming a large portion of your portfolio. It need not be all of it, but certainly there's grounds for making a significant allocation to it.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. Today, the MD of CoreShares, Gareth Stobie.